At intermission, my wife approached me with that look I had learned to dread.
"I just heard from Sally that you got the position as orchestra manager," Laura said. "Why didn't you tell me?"
"Well, I just found out this afternoon," I replied. "I had to grab a quick sandwich and change before the concert. I'm sorry that I didn't have time to talk to you about it."
"We talked about this, Jerry. I didn't think it was a good idea because the pay is low and you don't have the time."
As I remembered the conversation, it was Laura who told me it was not a good idea. The symphony provided me with such a wonderful opportunity to perform and express my creative talents that when someone nominated me for the position, I was honoured. "But I do have time," I responded. "This would actually supplement my income, not take away from it."
"What experience do you have managing a symphony? You are a musician, not a business person."
She had a point there, but I had not had time to process what I needed to do to make up for my shortfall of experience.
"Can we talk about this after the concert? I need to get back on the stage." "Can you turn down the position?" she asked. She wasn't letting it go.
"I suppose I could, but I really don't want to. I really need to get on stage," I pleaded. Laura crossed her arms and snapped.
"Fine."
The most technical part of the concert was in the second half, and now I had my wife to contend with in addition to the pressure of figuring out what I needed to do as the orchestral manager. The orchestra members returned to their seats, just as they had at the beginning of the concert. They rosined their bows, warmed their instruments, and practiced tricky passages one last time before the performance. As the maestro took his position on the podium, a thought occurred to me. In college, I had taken some business classes, and there was a teacher, Carl Richardson, who had left an impression on me. In college, my focus had been on music performance and education, but I really got a lot out of his classes. He might be able to give me some advice on how I would manage the orchestra and all of the things I needed to accomplish this year. I made a mental note as the maestro raised his arms, ready to give the orchestra their downbeat. All eyes were locked on him, and everyone was holding their breath, including the audience. The baton in his hand reached upwards and then down, and the orchestra began to play. It was amazing how much control the conductor had over the orchestra. He decided the tempos and the volume. He gave people cues on when to come in. All of this was accomplished with his hands, arms, facial expressions, eye contact, and even his posture. He managed the music, and I thought as the music flowed before my eyes that I needed to be a conductor in my own right as the orchestra manager.